You're listening to Morning and Evening, a daily devotional work by Reverend Charles Spurgeon. This reading is brought to you by Midwestern Baptist Theological Seminary and Spurgeon College, where you can pursue a gospel-centered degree, both on campus or online. Learn more at mbts.edu/apply. Good evening. Today is April the 9th. Thy gentleness hath made me great. Psalm 18, verse 35. The words are capable of being translated. Thy goodness hath made me great. David gratefully ascribed all his greatness not to his own goodness, but the goodness of God. Thy providence is another reading, and providence is nothing more than goodness in action. Goodness is the bud of which providence is the flower, or goodness is the seed of which providence is the harvest. Some render it thy help, which is but another word for providence. Providence being the firm ally of the saints, aiding them in the service of their Lord. Or again, thy humility hath made me great. Thy condescension may, perhaps, serve as a comprehensive reading, combining the ideas mentioned, including that of humility. It is God's making himself little which is the cause of our being made great. We are so little that if God should manifest his greatness without condescension, we should be trampled under his feet. But God, who must stoop to view the skies and bow to see what angels do, turns his eye yet lower and looks to the lowly and contrite and makes them great. There are yet other readings, as for instance, the Septuagint, which reads, Thy discipline, thy fatherly correction hath made me great, while the Chaldee paraphrase reads, Thy word hath increased me. Still, the idea is the same. David ascribes all his own greatness to the condescending goodness of his Father in heaven. May this sentiment be echoed in our hearts this evening, while we cast our crowns at Jesus' feet and cry, Thy gentleness hath made me great. How marvelous has been our experience of God's gentleness! How gentle have been his corrections! How gentle his forbearance! How gentle his teachings! How gentle his drawings! Meditate upon this theme, O believer. Let gratitude be awakened. Let humility be deepened. Let love be quickened, ere thou fallest asleep tonight. May your house be filled with God's presence, his peace, his protection, and his favor, even as you rest this night.